In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The prayer over the people for the Friday after Ash Wednesday. Watch over thy people, O Lord, and of thy clemency purge them of all their sins. For no adversity shall harm them if no iniquity dominates them. My dear faithful, as announced to you this year, we are offering you a series of sermons throughout Lent on the prayers of the Masses of Lent. We desire that every year Lent become for you a true retreat and a true pilgrimage. And today, the theme for this year complements, I hope very much, the theme for last year, which was the chanted prayers of the Mass. Last year, we commented upon, very often from a musical perspective as well, the chants of the Mass each day, the introit, the gradual and the tract, the offertory, and the communion. But as you know, when you follow these Masses in your Missal, they are interspersed with other things which are orations or prayers, which go by the name of collect, secret, and post-communion. At the beginning of our Lenten pilgrimage, though, I would like to point out to you one special feature of the Masses of all of the weekdays of Lent. This prayer, which I have just quoted for you, the prayer over the people, as it is entitled, and as you find it in your Missal, for it is something that you do not find at any other time of the year. The collect we find every day, that is the prayer that sums up, as it were, the theme for that Mass and all that we are praying for in the Mass for this day. The secret is the prayer over the offerings just before the preface and the canon of the Mass begins. While the post-communion is a prayer of thanksgiving and also of petition after we have received the sacred victim in Holy Communion. But during these Masses of Lent, we find also this prayer over the people. And I would like to take a little time today to point out to you the very interesting history of this prayer and why we find it, especially in our Missal for the Masses of Lent. First, we must go back in time to when these prayers were first fixed in the Missal and designated especially for Lent and not at other times of the year. These were penitential Masses, and two big things were going on during this great season of penance before Easter. First of all, those who were not Christians were preparing to enter the Church. And so the Masses of this time, as we have commented on in past years, have very much the catechumens in mind, who are about to receive the sacraments. It is also a time, however, for public sinners who are preparing for reconciliation to the Church. These penitential Masses during Lent occur always, from a liturgical point of view, after the office of Nun, after the hour of Nun, that is the ninth hour, which corresponds to our 3 p.m., in times past, this is when the Mass would be celebrated. First of all, as an act of penance, for thus anyone who wished to participate in the Mass and receive Holy Communion would have to fast until that time, that is, until after 3 p.m. when the Mass would be celebrated. And that meant a complete fast from all food and all liquids, for at that time, as indeed was the case all the way up into the 1950s, to receive Holy Communion, you had to be completely fasting since midnight from all elements. But although that was the case any day of the year, it was especially penitential on these days because Mass would not be celebrated earlier in the day as it would on feast days, but rather late in the day after the ninth hour, which also had a great significance for all Christians And it seemed, of course, the most appropriate time to celebrate a penitential Mass, for it was after the hour at which our Lord gave up the ghost on the cross. This Mass, then, would be followed soon after, or indeed, in many cases, immediately afterward, by the office of Vespers. And then, finally, the Christian people would take their fast meal for the day. This explains, too, why we have on these penitential days the concluding prayer, Benedicamus Domino, instead of Ite Missa Est. Normally, we hear on feast days throughout the year, go, the Mass is ended. Instead, during these days, we have the final blessing, which we have in any office of the day, at any hour, Benedicamus Domino, let us bless the Lord. For indeed, they would remain for the office of Vespers and then partake together of the fast day meal. Thus, we find the place then of these prayers over the people, which we have each day. In fact, the prayer over the people is the same prayer that will be used at Vespers. And so if you were to look today in a breviary or attend the office of Vespers, you would find that the prayer used at Vespers would be the same as the one which is this prayer over the people at the end of the Lenten Mass. This practice of having Vespers immediately after the Mass, we find greatest testimony of at the end of the Lenten season during the sacred Triduum. And Maundy Thursday, immediately after the Mass and before the stripping of the altar, we sing Vespers. And this is true also on Good Friday, immediately after the Mass at the pre-sanctified Vespers is sung. On Holy Saturday, that very ancient ceremony, it is so intimately linked that, in fact, the office of Vespers is the conclusion of the Mass. And so we have this beautiful testimony to what went on in the early church. This prayer over the people, it seems, by certain records of tradition, to have been something that was said in many times of the year. However, from the time of St. Gregory the Great at the end of the 6th century, the Roman Missal contains it only for these ferias of Lent, all these weekdays of Lent. And the prayer begins by Oremus, let us pray, as we hear throughout the Mass, but then the invocation, humble your heads before the Lord. The proper rubric here for all present at Mass is to bow your head, even if you are kneeling at that time, to bow your head during the prayer that is said over the people. This is a very important rubric because it helps to explain the meaning of this prayer that is said. If we listen again briefly to the words I have quoted for you, and you imagine the posture that we must have as we hear this prayer, we find that today's Mass is very demonstrative of the meaning of this prayer over the people, which accompanies us throughout our Lenten journey. Watch over thy people, O Lord, and of thy clemency purge them of all their sins, for no adversity shall harm them if no iniquity dominates them. These are the words of spiritual combat, and that is indeed the theme that is evoked by the most ancient Christian writers when they think of these prayers that were said over the people during Lent. The image is of Christians who are in their training ground during Lent. Either we are coming to the faith for the first time and only being trained in the rudiments of our faith, or we have returned here to church now, acknowledging that we are sinners. Lent is the time of training, which is why we do not hear Ite Missa Est. We are not simply sent forth now to go about our work of evangelizing the world. We are taking these precious 40 days to be trained. And some of the Christian writers go beautifully in their commentary even further to say that as we bow down to hear this prayer over us, it is our Lord Jesus Christ himself who is vesting us with our armor for the spiritual combat. We are being knighted, as it were, as we hear this prayer today and every day of Lent. being granted the armor we need for the spiritual combat, receiving the blessing of our King and High Priest, so that we may undergo the great warfare that awaits us. Let us strive as much as we can to keep this theme in mind as we begin our Lenten pilgrimage. We have now completed the three great days that open the Lenten journey, Ash Wednesday and the Thursday and Friday that follow, where we are exhorted each day, respectively, to fasting, to prayer, and today to the great works of mercy, to almsgiving. Let us bow our heads at the end of the Mass today and beg of our Lord that we may receive his choicest graces for the spiritual combat that awaits us. For if we are so armed with the blessings of Almighty God, truly cleansed of our iniquities, no adversity throughout these 40 days shall harm us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.